Thanks. I appreciate that. Well, it was good to get a win. You know, most of the time games don't really get out of hand like that, and so. But it's more important about what the things that we do and how we improve from this ball game. You know, it's really important that our players don't get overconfident. We've got so many things we have to work on. But I'm proud of this football team. I like how they work. I've said that from the first day I came in here. But it was good. Yeah, we rushed. You know, we got five sacks, but I thought we could have had quite a few more if we'd have been a little bit more disciplined in our rush lanes. We had our hands around the quarterback quite a few times and didn't get him on the ground. So, you know, it's something that we've been working on and trying to get some different looks in there with some different guys. And it's good for our players to have to build some confidence, though.
Starting quarterback for the season, or at least when you're going to announce it the single day?
No.
How about Matt? You know, he didn't play maybe quite as sharp as he had in the previous 2 days, but what did you think overall of his performance?
I thought Matt played well. He let him down on a 97-yard drive to start the ball game, made a great throw to Cordero. He got hit and smacked a couple times, stood in there and we dropped a couple balls, so you know it's not all on the quarterback, and I thought he did well, and I thought Teddy did well as well.
With the improvement you saw from the pass rush, we also saw three interceptions. I mean, can you see progress in your defense? Not even in the preseason, but you know where they were when you started camp to where you are right now.
Well, I hope so from when we started camp, but I know they're studying real hard. They're in tune to everything that we're trying to get done. Obviously, there's still quite a bit of things we got to work on that we need to get better at. But it's good to get some interceptions, you know, and usually when you get around the quarterback, good things happen. But I don't know if we've improved. I just know that we got a long way to go.
What sort of clarity, if any, did you get for the starting safety?
I don't know. I'll have to look at the tape tomorrow and see. We played guys. I know Harrison got like 35 plays, and Crocker, we pulled him out early, but I wanted to get a good look at Sendejo, and I wanted to get a good look at Coleman. So, we'll see. Yeah, well, it's hard to, you know, evaluate when you're sitting on the sideline. I think so. We're going to do an MRI tomorrow, but they don't believe it's anything real serious.
What did you think about, you know, you finally got to see Josh Robinson in a game? Did you have any notice him out there at all?
I talked to him before the game. I actually planned on letting him warm up and then sitting him and not playing him in the game. And then I went up to him and asked him how he felt, and he said he feels good. And so I just wanted to get him about 10 plays and try to get him a little bit of game tempo and game situation, have a little confidence on his hamstring. And so I was glad to see that he sucked it up and went out there and played. And he wanted to go longer, and I decided to get him out.
Shamar has been splitting time with the first team with Lindahl out. I guess, what is it about him that kind of helped him elevate the depth chart a little bit there?
Well, he's got great size, great lower body strength. He's got good quickness. He runs well. He's getting better every single day with his techniques. And he's actually playing both of our inside tackle positions. We play him at the three technique and some at the nose. But he's a good kid, and I have a lot of high hopes for him for the future. Well, you know, I talked to him going into the ball game about they've got a couple good edge rushers, and we got to do a better job, or we have to do a good job on the edge rushers. And for the most part, I think we did. The one time he got hit was an adder from one of the inside linebacker spots. And, you know, sometimes that happens. You got to make sure you stay on, and then when a guy comes back around, you got to be able to switch it off. So we missed that one, and that was the long ball he threw to Kyle, I believe. He got hammered pretty good, so he's a tough guy.
97 degrees at kickoff. Did that cause any problems or anything along those lines?
I don't think so. You know, I think they had a 13-play drive or something they might have did it. And we still have to do a better job with our substitution areas defensively. And I'll talk to the coaches about that tomorrow.
Curious as a player that you haven't played too much. Is he a player you kind of want to see a little bit more of, or you still want to develop him a little bit more?
Well, Jarius will get a lot of time next week, but with us trying to get the offense installed and try to get guys in the right place and kind of find out what they're doing, I think we have a good idea what he can do from practice. Unfortunately, we just haven't had enough reps in some of the personnel group that he's usually in. Good. Yeah, Jarius, he's kind of done what he's done really the whole preseason. He's a tough kid. He's got great acceleration. I'm not sure, did he have any catches tonight? He had a screen, I know, or something. But he's a tough kid. You know, he's for a small guy, he's thick and strong, and he's not afraid to lower his shoulder and go down in there and get after him. Well, yeah, Matt. I mean, Adam did a heck of a job. He's he's a good kid, and he's one of those kind of guys that the more things you can do, the better chance you have of staying. You know, that's kind of how he's been all this training camp. He just keeps fighting and fighting. He's got a lot of heart, and obviously I like guys with a lot of heart. And so he just keeps seems to get better and better. And when he's in there, he makes plays. And, you know, that's important. Good enough? Thank you. I thought you were going to help me down.